else.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. It is the second hour here on Monday, April 1st, and it is no April Fool's joke that looks like Seekonk is getting a Whole Foods market. We have the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app for you to check out. If you want to find out more, we have very little details about it, actually. But what we do know is up there for you to find out and to read. And, of course, I can share it with you here as well. But will you drive from New Bedford to Seekonk to shop at Whole Foods? I know some of you are probably driving a greater distance if that's where you are looking to shop. Some of you are probably going all the way to, Hyannis? Or maybe some of you go all the way to Providence. Some of you are crossing the Washington Bridge. I don't know. If you said to me, do you want to go to Hyannis to go to Whole Foods or do you want to go to Providence? Even though Providence is a much closer ride, I think I'd rather go to Hyannis. It's an easier ride, especially with what's going on with the Washington Bridge. But the other part of that, too, is, as I was mentioning in the last hour, that means there'll be three Whole Foods locations within a very close proximity to each other. So does that mean that it's possible that there could actually be an appetite, no pun intended, for them to build one on a more easterly location to the South Coast? Could they say, you know what, there is a good contingent of people coming from Dartmouth, New Bedford, Fairhaven, Marion, Mattapoisett? See, I honestly think if Marion and Mattapoisett had more space and had more appetite, again, no pun intended, to build something like this in their towns, you might have already had a Whole Foods, a Trader Joe's, because those are the kind of demographics that they're looking for. And I get it. Whole Foods neither one of them requires you to be Brookline to shop there, but they have a particular targeted demographic that they're looking for. And so obviously there are towns on the South Coast that are more that demographic that just aren't suitable for building a supermarket. And certainly in this case, they're building more than just a supermarket. Again, this project is bringing in Whole Foods as a tenant, apparently, and they will also have a retail store and a fast food establishment. So this could look something along the lines of, say, that development in Wareham that was built across from the new Walmart that has Aldi, has a Dollar Tree, and then they put in a Jersey Mike's. Subsequently, they also got in a nail place. They built another free-floating location, which I thought would have been for a fast food place, but instead it turned into a mattress place. And then Wendy's came along and built there. So, you know, I think we're looking at something like that as opposed to a huge new development in that spot. But I don't think it matters. To the people that want to go to Whole Foods, they don't care. They don't care what else is around it. They want to go to Whole Foods. And To those of you who were hoping that one would open in New Bedford, will you travel to Seekonk? Will it make it a little bit more palatable to know you don't have to cross the Washington Bridge, which is going to be a problem for the next 2 years at least? And I think you will find that there are people who will say, for getting the kind of food that I want and at the prices that I want and everything that comes with it, I don't find that to be an unreasonable ask. Just as there are people who don't live near Market Basket who will travel to shop at Market Basket. Before there was Market Basket in New Bedford, before there was Market Basket in Sagamore, I know people that would still travel to go there. What was the nearest one then? Raynham? Is that Raynham or is that Taunton? I don't know. Taunton? I don't know. I can't. I get confused with where the town lines get a little funky around there. You can be in Raynham, then you're in Taunton, then you're in Raynham, then you're in Taunton. Then like, whoops, Lakeville. Oh, also Middleborough. Oh, back to Lakeville again. No, we're just kidding, Middleborough. That's my impression of driving down Route 44. But the advantage here that you have in your favor is if you are a east side of the South Coaster, somebody who lives on this side of the South Coast and listens to the station, you have the power to say, well, by going there and shopping there, I can show them how viable it would be to build one closer to me. And don't stop requesting it. That's what I tell everybody who is like, well, why isn't this store going to be a Trader Joe's? Why isn't this store going to be a Whole Foods? Well, have you ever reached out to them and suggested to them that you would shop there if they did build one? Because that would help. Doesn't mean they're going to necessarily do it, but it would help. Somebody said, you know, when I wrote the article about Ollie's opening up in the Fieldstone Marketplace on Kings Highway, somebody wrote a comment saying that that should be a Trader Joe's or a Whole Foods, I forget which one. And I responded back, I said, if this was a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's, it would be closed within 2 years. And I believe that, not in that location. If you wanted to put it in a different location, I think it could do well. But I think you've got to look at Dartmouth as more the demographic. If you are a Westport shopper, you don't mind going to Dartmouth to go to a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's. But if you have to go to New Bedford, you might just think it's easier to go to Seekonk. And again, that's not anything disparaging about New Bedford. It's just where they're programmed to shop. And so you would probably get more people coming from east of the city than you would west of the city. Plus, I think it depends on how much that business feels the city wants them there and how receptive they are to business. I'm sure the New Bedford Economic Development Council is reaching out to all of these stores and all these chains that you want to have here and saying, hey, we've got plenty of locations. I'm sure Mike Panagakis, who owns so many of these commercial properties, reaches out to these companies and says, I've got just the spot for you. And other developers as well. Other property owners. But ultimately, the real decision comes down to whether you, the consumer, will go there. If you had told me, And it doesn't take a lot to kick it off. One or two moving into the area will bring others. I grew up in Plymouth through my elementary school years, living in that wonderful neighborhood known as Algonquin Heights. And right behind Algonquin Heights was the industrial park, which basically had a bus station, an RMV, and a bunch of places that nobody really had any reason to go. And I can't remember using it ever except for as a shortcut to get from one place to another. Then the Kingston Mall came in, the Independence Mall came in. And then people started going through the industrial park to get from Plymouth to the Kingston Mall. And you started to see more things pop up. Then Colony Place came in. And now they've got everything there. They've got a Walmart. They've got, I think there's still a Best Buy open over there. They've got multiple restaurants, both fast food and sit down. They've got Cold Stone Creamery. They've got all kinds of stores. They've got a Talbot's. They've got stores that you don't find other places. They've got a Chick-fil-A. And it was kind of a situation of one beget another. Then the south side of Plymouth, the shopping areas that they'd built over there started to languish. But then you get some good tenants coming in. Some more action down there. Next thing you know, you've got Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever one is over there, and all these other big box stores coming, as well as the little stores. And then you get a Crumble Cookies in there. So it just takes one kind of saying, we think this is a viable area, and then everybody else tends to follow. 508-996-0500. You know, Phil had the story in the news about the two-year-old on Cape Cod that was bitten in the face, apparently by a dog. And that made me think of a story that we had on Friday at WBSM.com and on the app, which you may have missed because, you know, it kind of went up Friday evening and it's a holiday weekend. You're running around. You're not really paying attention to what we've got on the website when, you know, you really should. But this was a pretty interesting story that a Hanson, Massachusetts man was indicted by a federal grand jury on charges related to dog fighting. And this is the first time federal criminal charges have been brought in Massachusetts under the Federal Animal Welfare Act for dog fighting. But this guy who is accused of it, this John Murphy of Hanson, he was indicted by a grand jury on 9 counts of possessing animals for use in an animal fighting venture. They seized 9 pit bull type dogs possessed for the purpose of animal fighting, but they also recovered items from his home that are commonly used in dog fighting, such as veterinary supplies and disposable skin staplers, which are used to close dog fight wounds, injectable anabolic steroids, dog fighting literature, dog fighting training equipment, and brake sticks, which U.S. Acting Attorney Josh Levy said is used by dog fighters to pry open a dog's bite of another dog. So this wasn't just, he had dogs that were suspected of dog fighting. This was, he was running a training operation, which means it was probably more than just his dogs that were involved. Like, yeah, he can train his 9 dogs against each other, but eventually he's going to be bringing in other people, and other people are going to want to get involved. So this might just be the first of what could be many arrests. And, you know, we've heard for years that dog fighting is an issue in Massachusetts. Not as big of an issue as it is in some other places, but that there is a dog fighting industry here in the Bay State. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemail, and the WBSM app. Right now, though, I've got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. Sing it. All right. 508-996-0500. That is my number if you want to call in and speak with me. Again, not an April Fool's joke. Whole Foods coming to the South Coast. You can read about that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. We will also speak with you. Speak with Jack Spillane and with you, but we'll speak with Jack Spillane in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be turning on the light. We'll talk about his column that he had while he was on vacation regarding the problem landlords in New Bedford. Some of these repeat problem properties and the landlords who own them. So he did some research into that. He went and actually visited some of the properties. So we'll talk with him about that and so much more coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And of course, your phone calls at 508-996-0500. We'll also take your app chat messages and your open line voicemails, too. Also, be aware that the Win Cash first code of the day will be coming up in the next hour. And you can enter that at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app. It's all up there and ready to go now. I just checked. Everything's ready to go so that you'll be able to enter in those codes. And you'll be able to enter in a few extra bonus entries right now by going over there and signing up for our newsletter and checking out our social media and all of that. That gives you free entry, so you can go and do that right now while you're waiting for that first code at WBSM.com or the WBSM app. Just click on Win Cash, whether it be the button on the app or whether it be at the top of the WBSM.com homepage. All right, now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all of the headlines of the day with Phil Devitt.
The president plans to visit Baltimore after its bridge collapse. The search for a Kansas City Chiefs player following an accident. And a White House tradition rolls on.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden will visit Baltimore this week to meet with state and local officials involved in recovery efforts after a deadly bridge collapse. More from Mark Mayfield.
Biden has pledged full federal support following last week's early morning disaster when a cargo ship struck a support pillar on the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Six construction workers on the bridge at the time were killed, and Maryland Governor Wes Moore says their recovery remains a top priority. The largest crane on the East Coast is on the scene to assist in clearing debris from the shipping channel. I'm Mark Mayfield.
One person is dead and four more injured following a shooting Sunday at a Nashville coffee shop. Police said a fight happened between two men inside the restaurant during an Easter event, with someone then firing multiple shots. It's believed the deceased victim was one of the men involved in the fight. Authorities are searching for the suspect. Israel needs to allow more humanitarian assistance into Gaza.
So it's my view that as part of a partnership, we should get those assurances from the Netanyahu government up front, rather than just send weapons now and ask questions later.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen was referring to requests President Biden made to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Van Hollen said the U.S. should not send Israel more bombs until Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu allows more aid to flow into the Gaza Strip. This comes as the Biden administration is preparing to send Israel billions of dollars worth of military equipment. Biden is facing increasing pressure over civilian deaths and the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Dallas police are searching for Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice as they investigate an accident. A car that was either registered or leased to Rice was involved in a six-car crash Saturday night. An early investigation shows two cars were speeding in the far left lane when they both lost control and caused a chain reaction crash. It isn't known if Rice was present at the scene. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden hosting the annual White House Easter egg roll today. It's a tradition that dates back to 1878. The administration expects an estimated 40,000 people to be a part of this year's event, 10,000 more than 2023 saw. And the Powerball jackpot on the verge of becoming an episode of Who Wants to Be a Billionaire. With no grand prize winner in Saturday night's drawing, Monday's jackpot has soared to $975 million. Odds of striking it rich are about 1 in 292 million.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Red Sox coming off their win over the Seattle Mariners this weekend to play the Oakland Athletics tonight at 9:40. Celtics headed off to Charlotte to play the Hornets tonight at 7 o'clock. And the Bruins are in Nashville on Tuesday to play the Predators.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Starting out this work week with mostly cloudy skies, temperature in the upper 30s this morning, heading into the lower 50s by this afternoon under mostly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, clouds persist, upper 30s as we head into Tuesday, starting out the day with clouds leading to a chance of rain in the afternoon due to a weak system to our south, upper 40s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and chime in, you can also send app chat messages, open line voicemails on the WBSM app if that is easier for you. But, of course, the big news of the morning, and GoLocalProv.com actually broke it over the weekend, but there is a Whole Foods coming to Seekonk, not quite New Bedford, but I guess closer than Providence. Certainly keeps you, if you're coming from this area, from having to cross the Washington Bridge. I'll be going over that later, by the way. Got a friend who asked for a ride to TF Green Airport, so I get to go do midday across the Washington Bridge. Shouldn't be too bad. But if you are a Whole Foods shopper, it is now a little bit closer to home. And certainly for the folks who live in Bristol, in that area, certainly anybody that lives in the Fall River, Somerset area that was driving to Providence, It's going to be easier for you as well. Maybe it'll make some people from New Bedford, Dartmouth, Fairhaven, Acushnet, who have never gone to a Whole Foods, to give it a try. I think I've been to Trader Joe's more than I've been to Whole Foods. I used to go to the Hyannis Trader Joe's all the time. There was a time period when I was not working years ago when I was between cooking jobs. I mean, I was working for the Standard Times at night, but during the day I wasn't working. So I would go and drive from Wareham to Hyannis to do the shopping because I had the time. So let me go down to Trader Joe's, and we liked a lot of the products that they had. I have a friend who lives a couple miles away from a Whole Foods and buys everything there. But I also think, if I have the choice, if there was a Whole Foods, a Trader Joe's, a Market Basket, and a Stop and Shop all right next to each other, I'm the kind of shopper that would go into different stores for different things. And if I had to just pick one to do all the shopping, I'd probably just go into Market Basket to save the money. I shop a lot at Stop and Shop now because of the convenience of it being right across the street from where I work. And before, when I was a big fat ass and I would have to get in the car to drive across the street, it was a pain. And I'd say, well, I'll just shop wherever I go. Doesn't matter because if I'm getting in the car, I might as well go to where I'm going to save money. But now that I walk across the street, yeah, there was a time when just that little 5-minute walk across the street was a lot for me. But now I'll walk across. I mean, I guess if I'm getting a lot of groceries, I won't walk. I don't want to be that guy that brings the cart across the street. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Skitty. How are you?
I am Van Midland. I am, okay. First, I just want to say, this is just so great that the Whole Foods and the other store are going to be in Seekonk. But at the same time, I mean, for us in New Bedford, I don't think we really were screaming for it, were we?
Well, here's the thing. Every time a new store opens, that's the outcry that you hear from people is, it should be a Trader Joe's, it should be a Whole Foods. But then, you know, I question how many of those people would actually go to one. If, you know, is it that you want it because you're going to shop there, or is it that you want it because you don't have it?
The name, yeah. So I just want to say this, and nothing against them, so I hope this doesn't get me in Dutch, or you. But in Hyannis, my friend, what was that, like 6 years ago? He would go there, but everything was always recalled, always. And I'm like, wow, you never see a recall on produce or this and that. But at Whole Foods, especially Whole Foods, there's so many recalls. And I'm like thinking, I'll never shop there. I don't know what their guidelines are. And you hear a lot of recalls about Trader Joe's vegetables and lettuce, green leafy stuff as well. So I'm like, and the fruit. So I'm like, I don't know. You know what I mean? I think
so. If I had to make a guess,
I'd go to Market Basket.
If I had to make a guess, it's because they don't use the same chemicals and preservatives and things on them that these other chains might use.
Right, like most of our stuff is coming from, almost all of it is coming from the same place, same state. But it is kind of fascinating because when you think of that, and then you think, well, how come it's cheaper here, but it's from the same place and it's at this store? Like, what I like now is that you get to see where your food's coming from. Have you noticed that? They're labeling it from Mexico, from Guatemala, from here, there.
Yeah, which is helpful for me as somebody that used to have to, you know, open up the cartons of all that stuff. I want to know where it's coming from because I want to know if there's a Black Widow in there when I reach in.
Oh, my gosh.
That happens a lot, believe it or not.
Oh, my gosh. No, listen to me. That's exactly why I want to know where it's from. Plus, I'm a little worried about the E. coli. With, gosh, this is going to come off bad. But in Mexico, the irrigation, the water, I guess maybe too much rain anyways, and it can't be filtered out fast, washed away. But no, yes, I'm the same way. I'm afraid and my grapes scared to death of us.
But you know, E. coli and things like that.
You can
as long as you rinse everything, you should be okay. Because
yeah,
it doesn't.
So what you got to do is you got to use those super thick black rubber gloves that workers would use. You know what I mean, like really hard laborers. And the spider can't bite through that. But I'm the same. I can't believe you said that. But the E. coli, I noticed there's more recalls in. Again, nothing against them. I hope they're not like getting them in trouble.
What that
but
is
Whole
is...
Foods and Trader Joe's always has recalls. I've never seen any recalls come out of market basket.
Well, again, because they put pesticides and different chemicals and things on stuff from where they're getting it from. So, like, if you're getting somebody who hasn't treated anything, then you're more likely to have incidents like that. And also, we're getting better at detecting E. coli. So that's why you're going to see it more. There, E. coli is in water all the time. It's in stuff all the time. Mm. It's just how much the levels are. And if because, you know, the bottom line is people aren't clean. If people are preparing your food, no matter how much they're wearing gloves or anything else, there's going to be little bits of that are going to get into it. It's just how much of it is in a level that's going to actually affect you.
Right. Food handlers cooking for you, absolutely. And as far as like farming, getting vegetables, root vegetables, always with the way, like, you know, how they make the gullies for the water to go through, supply water to the plants. Unfortunately, there is E. coli because sometimes it's just going to be there because you can't control nature. But in a restaurant or this and that, it is like, controllable that well no how should I say like you just said you don't know who the food handler is,
right? And even you handling your own food you're getting E. coli onto your own food if you are not, you know, completely scrubbing up before everything too. So if you just go into the fridge and grab some grapes out of the fridge and start popping them in your mouth, mm-hmm. you just put E. coli in your mouth.
So Kim, I'm in Plymouth. I'm still helping my brother. He fell again, so his ribs, he hurt his ribs all over again. But they put him on Jardiance for his cardiovascular.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask you, like, he's like really not eating at all, and it scares me. So I'm like, I'm going to go buy Boost for him today and stuff. But yesterday he ate good. I was so happy for that. I made grilled Reubens.
First
time in my life. He loved them. He had them 2 days in a row. I was so proud of that. But so what I was wondering with you is, so I know Jardiance is there, but it's also for cardiovascular disease. I was just wondering, like, is this like more so that, is it really shutting down his chemical to want to eat?
I don't know that much about Jardiance, no.
But diabetes meds, it doesn't, like, I know you said that when you eat, you forget to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then you know when you are going to eat. So I'm just wondering, like, with this, I don't know. I guess, like you said, you're not aware of Jardiance.
I don't know the specifics. If it works similarly, there's, you know, it's basically what it's doing is it's altering the brain chemistry so that you're not food obsessed. So... But it takes a little while too. I mean, it took me a couple of weeks before I really felt like that was in place. You know, before I could, so I would think about it. I just couldn't eat it. Then I got to the point where I wouldn't think about it at all. But for a while, I was thinking about it, and I would go and make myself a plate of something, and then be like, oh, I can't eat this right now. So it took some while to adjust in that regard.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense because he doesn't even want to cook. He wants me to just buy everything and cook. He wants me to be, you know, healthy while I'm here helping him. And he's feeling guilty that he hurt himself again. But, so I was, like, wondering about that because of that as well, him being on it. And
I thought
you were my go-to guy.
I would say keep in touch with the doctors. They know far more than I do. I got to hold you there because I got to take a break. Hope everything works out. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500, but I've got to take this break. We'll be right back. And welcome back in. Say, if you were looking for a really tasty way to celebrate all of the things that are coming up here in the spring and into the summer, there's a lot of things going on, right? It seems like everybody's birthday is around this time of year. I go on Facebook and I try to remember every day to see whose birthday it is and just post a little happy birthday on their Facebook. And every day it's like 20, 30 people. Birthdays. Then we got graduations coming up in just a couple of months. So many anniversaries from people who got married in the spring. And of course, we've got Mother's Day coming up. There are celebrations everywhere. And if you want to make those celebrations shine, the folks at Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop in New Bedford, they can help you do just that. Not only do they have all kinds of delicious baked goods, they also have sandwiches that'll make any crowd happy. So when you've got all the people coming over for this party or that get together or what have you, you can get their scrumptious casserole sandwiches, pulled, not in chunks, very important, when you are, you know, dressed up for a party and eating sandwiches. They also have tuna sandwiches, chicken salad sandwiches, linguica and cheese rolls, plus everything else you can imagine. And you can get it all on their fresh Portuguese pops and their Portuguese bread. And make sure you pick up some of Sunrise's famous rice pudding, too. That's going to be the hit of your party or get-together. But don't forget, too, Sunrise is there for you each and every day with their famous pastries, muffins, and donuts made fresh daily. Check it out. Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop, ready to help you with your celebration at 506 Bolton Street in New Bedford. It is a sensational, continental feel. That's Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop. I've got to take one more break here. We'll be right back. Welcome back in. We're going to be going into the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we should be joined by Jack Spillane of New Bedford Light. We will be discussing his column on problem landlords in New Bedford. Hey, I want to let you know about something. If you were watching the Quiet on Set documentary about Nickelodeon, there is a fifth episode that is going to be coming out. So this will be